Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of ruminating on the past or stressing about the future? You know that feeling when something happens, and it just keeps replaying in your mind like a bad song on repeat? Well, trust me, you are not alone. That's why today we're diving deep into the art of letting go. We're talking five powerful ways to detach from negativity, move past those pesky emotional roadblocks, and finally start living in the present moment. Because let's face it, holding onto grudges, regrets, or anxieties is like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It just weighs you down and makes every step harder. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts and reactions, and let go of the rest. Think of it like this. Life throws you curveballs, right? But how you react to those curveballs is entirely up to you. You can either swing your bat with frustration or choose to gracefully step out of the way. So, are you ready to lighten that load and feel lighter, freer, more alive? Let's jump into these five powerful ways to let go and move on. Number 1. Acknowledge it. Yep, just admit it. What's bothering you? Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist, because that just makes things worse. Sometimes, just naming the feeling can be a huge step towards letting it go. Think of it like shining a light on a dark corner. Once you bring the light in, you can start to see your way around. Number 2. Reframe your perspective. This one's a game changer. Instead of viewing things through a lens of negativity or self-blame, try looking for the silver lining. Maybe something that seemed like a disaster turned into an unexpected opportunity. Remember, every experience, even the tough ones, has the potential to teach us something valuable. Number 3. Practice gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but hear me out. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire outlook. It's like pressing a reset button on your brain, reminding yourself of all the good stuff in your life. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine smile from a stranger. Number 4. Forgive yourself and others. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. Forgiving doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means releasing the anger and resentment that's holding you back. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, even you. Number 5. Embrace the present moment. Don't get me wrong, it's important to learn from the past and plan for the future, but living in the what-ifs or dwelling on what already happened keeps you stuck. Pay attention to your senses. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Listen to the birds singing. Smell that freshly brewed coffee. When you're fully present, you can truly appreciate all the beauty and wonder around you. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You just had a really tough conversation with a friend, and now you're replaying every word in your head. You feel like you said the wrong thing, you wish you could take it back, and you're starting to spiral into self-doubt. Sound familiar? This is where letting go becomes crucial. Instead of getting caught up in the what-ifs, try acknowledging how you feel, hurt, frustrated, maybe even a little embarrassed. Then, remind yourself that communication isn't always perfect. We all mess up sometimes. Take a deep breath. Forgive yourself for any missteps, and focus on learning from the experience. Maybe reach out to your friend later with a sincere apology or a simple check-in. You'd be surprised how much lighter you feel when you choose to move forward instead of dwelling on the past. So, there you have it, five powerful tools to help you let go and move on. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. It's okay to stumble along the way. What matters is that we keep getting up and moving forward. What's one thing you can implement right now to start letting go? Maybe it's acknowledging your feelings, reframing a negative thought, or taking a few deep breaths to ground yourself in the present moment. Share your thoughts with me on social media, I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.